He frowned and turned away, because a blind man came to him. What made you think that he will not grow in virtue, or be admonished, and the admonition profit him? As for him who is not in want of anything, you pay full attention, though it is not your concern, if he should not grow, in fullness. As for him who comes to you striving after goodness, and is also fearful of God, do you neglect? Assuredly, this is a reminder for anyone who desires to bear it in mind, contained in honored pages, exalted and holy, in the hands of scribes noble and pious. Accursed is man. How ungrateful is he! Of what substance God created him? From a single sperm he created, then proportioned him, then made his passage easy at birth. He will then send him to death and have him laid in the grave. Then he will raise him up again when he please. But no. He has not fulfilled what was enjoined on him. Let man therefore consider the sources of his food. We poured down rain abundantly, then we cracked the earth open under pressure of germination, and we made corn grow, and grapes and herbage, olives and dates, orchards thick with trees, and fruits and fodder, a provision for you and your cattle. But when the great calamity comes, man will fly from his brother, mother and father, as well as his wife and children. Each man will have enough cares that day. Many faces will that day be bright, laughing, and full of joy, and many will be dust-begrimed, covered with the blackness of shame. They will be the unbelievers, transgressors,